Do you want to be great or do you want to be forgettable? Now, you know, you ask those sort of questions and the answer's pretty obvious, isn't it? No one wants to live a mediocre life. No one wants to be forgettable. Well, maybe you need a success coach, someone who can help you become extraordinary, someone who can help you be remembered for generations to come. Does anyone recognise this fella up on the screen here? This man is the world's leading success coach, according to his own website. And his name is Anthony Robbins. And the subtitle of his website is Strategies for Creating an Extraordinary Life. And he offers a heck of a lot, Anthony Robbins. He says, what would you do if you knew you could not fail? What would you do if you knew you could not fail? And he goes on to say, you know, just flashes things up before your eyes. Realize your dreams. Achieve your potential. Master your destiny. Take charge of your life. Now, if we go on to the next screen there, Kay, you'll see there's a very big focus. And that is, this is very popular stuff because it is all about you. He offers you the chance to have your dreams fulfilled. And he throws around these words like success, greatness, money, vitality, career, passion, relationships. And if you can deliver those sort of things, and as long as it's all for me, then, mate, you've won me over. Well, I want to ask, how would Jesus go as a success coach? Listen to some of, we've been looking through Jesus' coaching manual. Chapters 8 to 10 of Mark are really Jesus teaching his disciples what it means to follow him. And listen to some of the things Jesus has been telling his followers. Mark 8:34, if anyone would come after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross and follow me. Verse 35, whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for me and for the gospel will save it. What good is it for a man to gain the whole world, yet forfeit his soul? If anyone wants to be first, he must be the very last and the servant of all. Or he says to the rich young ruler, go, sell everything you have and give it to the poor, and you'll have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me. Or in the passage we're looking at tonight, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first must be slave of all. It's quite extraordinary, isn't it? Two entirely different understandings of what greatness is all about. You have here two entirely different men. At one level, very similar, but another level, entirely different. Anthony Robbins, by age 33, he had achieved more than most men achieve in a lifetime. He was a multi-millionaire. He had married the woman of his dreams. He had a 10,000 square foot house. You can find all these details out on his website. He's got about a size 16, 20 foot or something like that. This is a foot. You know, his foot is about size 16. Anyway, and he's the most successful success coach in the world, according to his own website. Now, Jesus, by age 33, he also had achieved more than most people do in their entire lifetime. But he was rejected by the religious leaders, beaten, scourged, crucified, all before he was raised to life. Now, as we come to Mark 10 together, we are faced with these two contrasting views of greatness. And we're faced with the question, who will we listen to? Who are we going to follow? Are we going to follow the success mentality of our world? Or are we going to follow Jesus and what he talks about as the road to the successful life? I'm going to lead us in prayer. Let's pray.